You may not have realized it, but the person in the row behind you in chem lab can run a chainsaw. The officer in your fraternity is skilled at hauling timber, and the lady who works in the card office can manage a disaster relief team in addition to your meal money. This became evident last month during the fall break trip to Washington Parish, Louisiana, in which students representing most every school and organization at Vanderbilt used their unique talents to aid a community damaged by Hurricane Katrina. As a member of the group, I was shocked by the reality that we encountered. One family lived in a home overrun with brown recluse spiders. These poisonous arachnids had sent one child to the hospital and left others covered with bites. Another family had been living for 2 months in a trailer that had been smashed in two by a falling tree as they awaited their new trailer from FEMA. The elderly in the community, who are too weak to clear the battlefields of broken limbs that strangle their yards, can only wait helplessly. For some of them, a busload of college students armed with rakes, chainsaws, and a willing spirit was an answer to a prayer. They couldn't communicate their gratitude any more than we could communicate our regret for overlooking their situation for so long. When the status of Hurricane Katrina was part of the nightly news coverage, the tragedy seemed as imaginary as the disaster films just a few clicks of the remote away. Changing the channel made the flooding and destruction vanish. But what can make a memory go away? How does one return to the fantasy that people don't have tin slats for roofs, or torn craters for yards, sheets of plywood for doors, that people would never cry to receive a few bottles of water, that the greatest problems in the world are English and Spanish midterms, which polo shirt with which pants? There's a reality that doesn't change with the TV channels, that doesn't truly go away when it seems unpleasant. As a freshman, I'm glad to know that people at Vanderbilt don't shy away from that reality, but face a world confident in their power to make a difference. As a result, there are people in southern Louisiana who will never think of rankings and reputation when they hear the name Vanderbilt University, but a group of students in rumpled clothes and work gloves who came to help.